Renee. Thanks for speaking today.
It's always a pleasure to speak with you, Caitlin.
Well, and so I was looking through and I was seeing that the Tamarack Foundation for the Arts, some of the goals include showcasing and encouraging creative and professional development for artists in West Virginia. And I'm curious how you foresee that happening going forward, as long as social distancing is still a thing.
Right. Well, like everyone in America and actually across the world, we're pivoting to deal with the issues at hand with what we have available to us. And I'm fortunate to have a re-energized newsletter that's been coming out for the past month, and that is the perfect vehicle for us to continue showcasing West Virginia artists and how they are responding in creative ways to this stressful time.
For sure. And then another thing in the newsletter that stood out to me that you wrote was, art is essential for personal well-being and connection to our shared humanity. Can you expand on that and then also talk about what art can mean for people in these times, even if you're not a professional artist?
Art has served over the years, for hundreds of years, as a way for us to understand our mental states. And that right now we are swinging between happiness and joy and connectedness and also distress, anxiety, and isolation. So I think that in this time when the lines are blurred between our enjoyment of taking a break from our overly scheduled lives and the very scary reason for the change in routine, that spending a bit of time on creative endeavors provides us a safe place for processing this. We need art now more than ever to help us really remain connected to our reality and to find a way to process what this new reality is like and how to best move forward together.
Well, and I know Tamarack has a lot of exciting upcoming projects, and namely what came to mind was the 2020 Emerging Artist Fellows in West Virginia. And for those who don't know, that includes early career artists that the foundation has picked to help foster and grow into professional artists. So I'm curious, what does that project look like going forward?
Well, it's been changed, of course. Of the five artists, two of them have had to leave situations abruptly. So these are really heartbreaking moments where we hate for, again, professional development to be cut short. But I have to say that everyone collectively in this cohort is really responding positively. And one thing that I've really been impressed with these young artists is not once have they really complained or expressed any sorrow about what's happening to them personally, but they're all finding ways to continue creating.
It does seem that this is kind of a trying time for artists in a way, but one thing I noticed in the newsletter, a quote that stood out to me is that we're all artists in residence now. Can you expand on that?
We are trying to share that story out to reframe this situation in as positive of a way as possible. And so a residency is really built around the ability to remove yourself from everyday life and just to focus on your art making. So while we are not necessarily all choosing to be artists in residence, that is how we're framing it up.
And I guess, Renee, do you have any advice for artists who might be struggling right now or are having a hard time coping and finding inspiration? And do you have anything you would say to them?
I would say even more important now than ever, we really have to think about our mental health, our mental states, and that oftentimes people think that prioritizing art in a time of crisis is counterintuitive. But I suggest and really advocate that embracing the arts now is more important than ever. I would say that during this time, the arts should not be seen as a frivolity, but as an essential for our well-being.
Well, thank you, Renee, for chatting. I really appreciate it.